Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. 43, I did it again, 43 after the hour. I got 23 in my head, folks, I'm sorry. It's the 23rd anniversary, and I can't get that out of my head. It's stuck in there for some reason. Welcome back, I'm Jim Blasingame. If I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. That's a good lesson. You learn that when you have teenagers, by the way. You learn how to laugh at yourself, because they sure are laughing at you. I'm glad you're here. We're celebrating our 23rd anniversary with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. She is the tax mama. She is the author of a whole bunch of books on small business taxes. TaxMama.com, check it out. You'll find out so much about how to get help with your taxes. Eva, thanks again for being here. Thanks for being an abiding supporter of ours all these years.
And happy anniversary.
Thanks. Hey, Eva, we're talking about the taxpayer relief initiatives that the IRS has out there. Folks, if you're having trouble paying your taxes, if you've already had trouble paying your taxes, if you're upside down, you don't know what to do, is it safe to say that there's more concessions, there's more help, there's more good news for people who are upside down with their taxes than ever before?
There is wonderful news. This is such a completely different administration running the Internal Revenue Service right now.
So I'm going to get this on record. So the Trump IRS administration is the best one you've ever seen. Is that what you're saying?
I am actually saying that.
How about that, folks? Remember that, because I'm going to ask her about that in about 3 years. Go ahead.
He put in the most, literally the most qualified person as IRS commissioner that I have seen in my lifetime. Chuck Rettig is a former Los Angeles Beverly Hills tax attorney, or still is, operating out of here. And the man that I have known directly or indirectly for decades, this is a good man who has actually been a taxpayer advocate, as an attorney, and is now working in the system to help taxpayers deal with the reality of their problems. And some of the things I'm about to tell you, relate to that, right, because of that attitude. And the people he put in place last September, a year ago, they mirror that philosophy. They actually want to help. I have, that line, I'm from the IRS and I'm here to help you. Although I laugh at it, these guys mean it. Now, don't think they don't have teeth, because they've also just busted up some major crime rings and collected billions of dollars. They've done a lot of that, but for the general taxpayer, they're being helpful. So let me tell you some more stuff about installment agreements.
Okay.
People who already have existing installment agreements that are being paid directly out of their bank account, direct debit installment agreements, are now able to go online and use the online payment agreement form to lower their monthly payment and change their payment due dates if they can't afford the payment they originally agreed to. So that's terrific. Another two bits of news on that is normally people who owe more than $50,000 or $100,000 have to provide a complex financial statement into the system in order to get their installment agreements approved.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have raised that limit, listen to this, to $250,000 without having to provide the financial statement or backup, as long as their monthly payment will cover the tax balance and interest and penalties within 7 years. And this is even better. Those people who do that, who owe less than $250,000, can get the installment agreement, and the IRS won't file a notice of federal tax lien.
Well, I'll be darned.
That is monumental.
That's huge. That's unprecedented.
Yeah, so you see why I'm a fan?
Mm-hmm. I do.
I'm an actual fan.
I do. Yeah. And go ahead.
Well, they've done something else, and they've revealed something that most people aren't even aware of. There is a status called currently non-collectible. And if somebody, for whatever reason, like COVID-19, and their income is dropped or non-existent right now, they can put somebody with a balance due into this status, and they will leave these people alone, depending on how long they're going to be broke, for 6 months or 18 months or whatever, without bothering them at all.
Hmm.
Normally when IRS has various collection actions going on and we try to get various benefits, when we're dealing with the IRS, they freeze the statute of limitations.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're working on an offer and compromise or working on an installment agreement that needs to be approved, all of that time is added to the 10 years the IRS has to collect the money.
Mm-hmm.
Currently non-collectible status doesn't do that. So if somebody is in that status, the 10 years keeps running, nothing gets added on, and nobody gets notices. Nobody gets bothered by the IRS during that time.
Wow.
Yes, I know. You're going to ask, interest and penalties
yes,
continue
that's,
to
that's
accrue.
My question. You know me.
Yes.
They do continue. Interest. Do you accrue, I know you accrue interest, but does it stop the penalty?
The penalties won't stop. So
the
penalty,
compounding penalties over that time will stay.
Yeah, some penalties end after 5 months. Others take 50 months.
And folks, I will tell you, if you wait too long, eventually the interest and the penalties will be equivalent to the tax you owe. Your bill will be double if you wait for too much longer. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about that offer and compromise news that she has. And we're talking about people who've gotten upside down with the IRS, and that unfortunately means a lot of Americans these days.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.